Jason Martin, the owner of several downtown Roanoke eateries, including Martin's Downtown and Jaybird Tavern, published a letter yesterday saying Roanoke City Council's decision to increase the city's meals tax to 6.5% sends a disheartening message to small business owners that their contributions to the city's economy and overall community are undervalued. Martin tells WFIR News that City Council should allocate at least $260,000 of the new tax revenue to partner with Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge and produce a media campaign that provides a boost to independently owned eateries in the city.
The best thing the city can do right now is reassure small businesses and restaurants, specifically in Roanoke, that they are committed and do care about the vibrancy of these restaurants and want us to hang around. So my call to action for them is to reinvest some of this money.
Martin says the meals tax increase comes at a time when his restaurants are recovering from COVID-related shutdowns.
I mean, we're teetering. You know, the margins are so thin notoriously, but it's worse now than ever. I've been in this business for 20 years, and we're barely hanging on. I need to give my staff raises, and my insurance bills are going crazy, and utilities and stuff I can't control. You just name it. It's beating us up.
According to Martin, with the new tax increase, the city of Roanoke now earns more per dollar of food and beverage than restaurants. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.